Jason Bromley from Tog Mind. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
A belated Happy New Year.
Indeed. It feels like it was quite a while ago. It wasn't. I mean, we're just literally into February, but yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year, one and all.
And, you know, it's getting slightly lighter on an afternoon, but, you know, you were saying the other day you had to sort of stop and remind yourself spring is on the way.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing of, I came out of work, I had 60 seconds, just sat in the car and acknowledged it was still light and that spring is round the corner and another 4 to 6 weeks, and I think we'll all collectively be feeling a little bit better about the lighter nights and the slightly warmer weather.
We do, yeah. We do all rush around, don't we? Sometimes you need 60 seconds just to collect your thoughts, don't you?
Big time. Acknowledgement is a hugely important thing in all our lives. I often, when I'm talking to people across Tameside and out and about meeting people, I often touch on the whole acknowledgement of our successes, acknowledgement of positives, and actually just taking a moment now and again, whether it's mindfulness or just literally just taking 60 seconds or giving yourself a little pat on the back when you've achieved something great.
Absolutely. Well, I've just moved house, and although my wife did the bulk of the work, you know, that's quite an achievement, moving house, isn't it?
One of, I think, statistically, one of the three most stressful things you can do, apparently, in life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bravo on that one.
You know, and you just can't find things. I couldn't find, you know, basics like pants and socks the other morning. Where are they? They're here somewhere.
Yes.
So Time to Talk Day is coming up tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, Time to Talk Day. We've got all sorts going on. And I mean, first and foremost, for any listeners who are not aware, Time to Talk Day is a big national campaign to get people talking. It's focused on mental health. The Co-op are involved, National Mind are involved, but of course, all the individual branches of Mind across England and Wales, or many of them, will be doing stuff tomorrow. And in Tameside, we've got all sorts going on at our office on Catherine Street, starting from 10 o'clock, running all the way through to a session we've got at 5 p.m. For parents that's looking at dealing with stress and anxiety and stuff like that.
So do you want to talk us through some of the highlights for the day, what you've got going on then?
That would be fabulous, Alex. So yeah, 10 o'clock, we've got Time to Talk Day, coffee morning, we've got free drinks, biscuits, general chat, service updates, just a general talk about what people can access in Tameside, really informal, really relaxed. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got a brilliant arts and crafts session that my colleague Caroline is running. And that's going to be kind of, you know, just people getting involved in arts and crafts. We've got all of the equipment available and provided for people. So literally people just need to rock up at 2 p.m. at our office and come in, get involved. And then, of course, at 5 p.m, we've got our Time to Talk Stress and the Emotion Cup session. And that's really for parents and guardians, but anybody who's struggling with stress and anxiety a little bit. And the session's really all around giving people some tools to help manage their stress more effectively. It's all it is. But all of our sessions are really relaxed and informal and pretty much open access, really. I mean, if people can give us a quick call and let us know they're coming, that's great. But there's no obligation. People can just turn up and access those sessions.
And, you know, arts and crafts for any age is cathartic, isn't it? So colouring in books for adults have sort of seen a big rise in sales in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not going to float everyone's boat, but I think arts and crafts in general, anything like that where you're using your hands and you're kind of concentrating on a specific task, it means that other stuff that might be bothering you kind of melts away a little bit to the sides, and you kind of focused in on one thing. I mean, it could be something as simple as a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
But yeah, arts and crafts, a lot of data to back that up in terms of benefits to mental health and well-being. Obviously, if somebody's in crisis, offering them an arts and crafts session might not quite fit the bill. But for low-level mental health, low-level support, and being able to give people a bit of an escape, a little bit of a refocus, and the arts and crafts session tomorrow will be perfect for that.
I suppose almost when you can't turn your mind off, when you've got all things whirling around, it's just, like you say, channeling it into something else, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that focus is so important. And I think one of the things that all of us collectively need at the moment with, you know, without going into the details, because I could literally sit here all day. But when you look at what's going on out there in the world, both, you know, politically, with the cost of living crisis, you know, people are struggling. We don't want to encourage people to ignore the issues that are going on in their lives, because it's important to tackle them, acknowledge them, deal with them. But sometimes you just need a bit of escapism, don't you? You need, and I'm sure you yourself, Alex, when you'd gone through the stresses and strains of moving house, I'm sure you took a bit of time for self-care and just to kind of switch off from it all and be like, right, the bulk of that work is done now. I'm just going to take some time for myself.
Armchair, newspaper, snooze. Yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But, you know, two things that, without going into all the politics, you know, I spotted today food inflation is nearly at 17%. And, you know, I saw some cans of soup in the supermarket, $1.70 yesterday for one can of soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's out of control, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Speaking of which, I won't name any brands because that would be inappropriate for me to do so on the radio, but I will say that a lot of brands, they do trade on the name. So there are always alternatives.
There are some of the, I've done that, you know. I used to be a bit of a brand snob years ago, but I don't think any of us can afford to be now, can we?
No.
And also
no.
You realise a lot of the own brand ones are probably nicer.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, that's just it. And I think, you know, small wins in life, you know, again, I'll always bring it back to mental health. I'll always find a way to bring it back round to mental health. So if you can get a bargain,
yeah,
that's a little victory, isn't it, that you can kind of celebrate. And it's also, it's a positive impact on your wallet and your back pocket, isn't it?
Definitely. And the other one I spotted today was 12 million households are now spending at least 10% of their income on fuel, which is, you know, used to be the definition of fuel poverty. I don't know if it still is, but, you know, That's a staggering stat, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, it's staggering. And it's like a domino effect, isn't it, Alex, is that, you know, we're all spinning these plates in life, and often it really feels like a couple of those plates are teetering on the edge of toppling and crashing on the floor. And that's kind of what we're here for. As a charity, as your local mental health charity, if people in Tameside are feeling like that, I can only encourage you with the theme of tomorrow, Time to Talk Day, is come and talk to us. You know, we've got extended hours now. If people are working and they find that during the day they can't access our services in the normal 9 to 5, we're operating an 8 while 8 a lot of the time now, so there's extra time for people to come and see us.
Brilliant. And we're not saying, you know, it's a magic solution to every problem, but we're just saying, you know, talking is really, really good and really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last time or the time before it, I was on the show with yourself, and we were talking a little bit about how more people had acknowledged their mental health during the pandemic. And I think that should continue, that people are prioritising their mental health more. And I think the stigma is reducing slightly around having those conversations, both in community settings, but also in the workplace as well. And people are feeling as though they can express themselves more and occasionally have a little vent.
Yeah. We all need that every now and then.
Absolutely, yes.
Just not live on the radio. So before we talk about a competition you've got going on, if people do want to contact you, you know, to sort of say they're coming down, what's the easiest way to reach you?
I mean, people can email us, but I do appreciate that not everybody is comfortable with email in terms of, you know, technical abilities. Some people don't do email. You could drop us a message on social media. You could find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you could just give us a call on 0161 330 9223 and just say, hey, I want to pop along tomorrow to one of your sessions in Ashton, and we'll take your name and we'll make sure to log that.
And if you just Google TogMind, it comes up with all the number and everything like that, so dead easy. You're not on TikTok yet then?
No, it has been discussed. And we do recognise as a mental health charity that we really want to try and engage with as many people as possible. And we do recognise, particularly within our children and young people's department, that part of successful engagement with young people is making use of the platforms that they use. TikTok is huge. But then equally, there's a flip side to that coin, isn't there? Is that as more adults get onto a predominantly young person's platform, young people decide they don't want to use it anymore.
Facebook, everyone sees that as a Silver Surfers thing. Now, you know, it used to be the cool one, didn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, if a bunch of adults get on TikTok and it becomes adult oriented, it's no longer interesting to young people, is it?
I remember when Facebook had pokes. I think they still exist, but so long.
I'm not sure, you know, if they've got rid of them. I think
I might try and poke Adam Higgins later and see if it works. So the other thing we got a competition going on for poetry, which is something a bit different.
Yes, our children and young people's service in Tameside is Community Hive. We've got hubs in different areas across Tameside, and we're really proud that we're rapidly approaching the first 12 months of this massive new programme of work in Tameside, co-designed with young people. It's something we're really proud of. But the competition that we're running at the moment is really leaning into Children's Mental Health Week, which is later in February. What we've got basically is by the 12th of February, we want people between the ages of 8 and 18 years old that live in the Tameside and Glossop areas to submit a poem through our Hear Our Stories website, which is attached to our TogMind website. The information is all over our social media. There's a QR code you can scan to get to the website. That makes it easier for some people. But under 500 words, ideally, there's prizes to be won, and several of the poems will be featured on the website with people credited should they wish to. But of course, people can also remain anonymous. So we're encouraging people to do that. There's voucher prizes to be won, and we're really looking forward to receiving some submissions from young people in Tameside and Glossop. The other thing to mention, just very briefly, is all of that information can also be found on all of our social media, but people can give us a call and just ask for me or somebody from our Children and Young People's Department if they want to have a chat or find out any further details.
And can the poem be on anything, any subject?
That's a really good question, actually, Alex. Generally speaking, we're not really limiting it, but the theme for Children's Mental Health Week is Let's Connect. So there's a real kind of trend at the moment with Time to Talk Day, you know, encouraging people to talk. Children's Mental Health Week is about connecting, you know, tackling social isolation, not just with adults, but also with young people as well. And that can be social isolation online as well as face-to-face and in-person. So the theme is Let's Connect. If people want to submit poems on that theme, that's brilliant, but don't feel as though you have to.
Did you see, just finally, very quickly, Moonpig, I think, has come up with this AI thing that can write you a love poem. If you give it a few phrases, it'll write a poem for you. I mean, that's cheating, isn't it?
I had not seen that, but why am I not surprised that that's happening now? We've got AI creating Picassos, and we've got AI now writing Valentine's Day poems for people.
But then the Daily Star, you know, the highbrow publication that is, said that robots one day could just turn around ungratefully and turn on us, so we might as well just live for the moment, really.
That is always the threat, isn't it? What I would be concerned about is in the not too distant future, if we have robots with mental health problems.
Oh goodness,
then we've got problems, then we've got concerns, because robots have become sentient and we should all be worried if that happens.
Yeah, I've not thought about what if one day you ask your Alexa to do something, said, I just don't feel like it today, what would you do?
My eyes would widen and I would be worried.
You'd run.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
So just one more time, if you want to get in touch about tomorrow's events, the best thing to do, just and give you guys a call. Give us that number again.
Yeah, just give us a call, 0161 330 9223. Drop us an email at office@togmind.org, or just get in touch with us on our socials and drop us a message, and we'll try and get back to you and respond as quickly as we possibly can.
All right, brilliant. Jason, pleasure as always. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you so much.